It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Let's go to Game Day Charter.
I wonder
right
if he knows what you have on. Yeah. Good morning.
He's somewhere, someplace, somehow. I don't know
where
he is.
We don't know.
I want to know where he is. Where is Game Day Charlie right now?
Where are you at? Game Day?
I am coming to you from Big D in Dallas, Texas.
Okay.
See, guess what? I knew he was going there.
You knew it.
Because it's a reason.
Oh.
Go ahead, Game Day. Well, he going to LA. I see Trayvon's out there. But I say, I want this Game Day out there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
He's like, you already know.
I already know.
Well, I'm here where I'm covering two teams.
You know? Oh, okay. Well,
that's
okay.
True.
That's true. Talk to everybody. So is everybody fired up? And everybody, all those games are tomorrow, so, right?
Yes. And, you know, we were at NC State's hotel when they came in yesterday around 6:30 local time. You know, they had a few alumni fans out here to welcome them here and everything. You know, so, you know, they're fired. You know, these fans out here, you know, they're fired up about the Wolfpack and everything. And so, I don't like to make predictions on games or anything, but I think NC State has a better chance of winning their game than Duke does.
Wow. Wow.
And he never gives us his predictions.
Yeah, nah. But he didn't get it. But it was just his opinion.
Yeah,
Let me put it that way. It's his opinion. Let me change it because, you know, we have to say stuff like that, right?
Right. So Earl, I know that you may be kind of a little conflicted a little bit. I mean, Alabama going against your Tar Heels.
Well,
both of them are your team.
Yeah.
Your home state against your favorite team.
Yeah.
Tell me how you.
Tell us.
Game Day. I'm gonna say that in a few minutes. But just to let you know, I have the Alabama Crimson Tide hat on. Okay. And I got the North Carolina colors on. On my sweater, so I'm just saying. So, it's gonna be. I'm a little conflicted, but you know, we gotta make a decision here in a few minutes, man.
I know you do. You know. I don't have
no conflicts, Game Day.
I know you don't, Pat. I know you are Tar Heel blue all the way.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So,
Game Day, I have to ask you: is the fam is it more Duke fans, State fans, Marquette fans? What's the because you can get the feeling of this, what's going on just being in the city.
Yeah.
What are you seeing so far?
Well, I haven't seen too much of anybody around here.
Oh, okay.
You know, in the little bit of time I've been here.
Oh, okay.
You know, just a little bit of the NC State fans I saw yesterday.
Okay.
You know, and everything, and so, you know, maybe I'll get a little bit of that today. You know, the teams here will have their open practice.
That's
a little
right.
bit different than. Than open practice in this round as opposed to the last round,
mm-hmm.
you know, because the open practice, we will get to see them for about 20 minutes, 15 or 20 minutes, and then the rest of the practice is closed.
Oh,
so there
okay.
There are no fans here that's going to be able to see them because the practices are basically going to be closed, you know.
Okay.
So, yeah, so we'll get to see one team for 15 minutes, then we walk on out, and they'll have the rest of the 90 minutes to practice, and then, you know, we'll walk in for the next team for about 15 minutes, watch them, and then
yeah,
walk on out.
Yeah,
after
I remember.
15 minutes, so,
yeah, I remember.
So, yeah,
games.
So that's yeah, going to be the yeah. For the drill for this particular round.
Right.
So,
okay.
But so that's what we got going on today here in Big D.
Big D.
Big D,
little A double L A S. Dallas.
Love Dallas.
That's it, man. Great time. Hey, Game Day, thanks so much, man, for chiming in.
Yes.
And, we'll talk to you soon. Be careful out there and cheer on the Triangle teams. It'll be interesting they end up playing each other on Sunday. That'll be interesting.
That'll
too.
Be real
yeah.
interesting. Thanks,
that
Game Day.
That would be great if that happens.
Yeah.
You know, I guess we all can say that ACC basketball is alive and well.
Alive and well.
Of the teams in the Sweet 16.
Absolutely.
That's right. Appreciate you, brother. Stay safe.
Thank
we'll
you.
Talk to you.
Relive the best moments of the Sports Shop on the Best of Sports Shop podcast on WRALSportsFan.com or wherever you get your podcasts.